in the limelight.
Donald Trump on Sunday launched his attempted political comeback, teasing a possible run for the presidency in 2024 and denouncing current President Joe Biden for the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. The former president made his first speech since leaving the White House at the Right-Wing Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, in Orlando, Florida, to an effusive reception. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian columnist David Smith. The piece is titled CPAC, Pent-Up Trump Denounces Biden at Right-Wing Summit. Stay with us for more of David Smith's article. Donald Trump on Sunday launched his attempted political comeback, teasing a possible run for the presidency in 2024 and denouncing Joe Biden for the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history. The former president made his first speech since leaving the White House at the Right-Wing Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, in Orlando, Florida, to an effusive reception. Trump claimed, entirely falsely, that he actually won the 2020 presidential election, but was fraudulently denied his victory. He told CPAC the Democrats just lost the White House, despite the fact that Joe Biden was inaugurated as the 46th President of the United States on 20th of January, sworn in by the Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, and officials at all levels called the election the most secure in U.S. history. Trump said to wild cheers, "I may even decide to beat them for a third time." The twice impeached ex-president unleashed pent-up frustration after 2 months of social media silence. He was banned by both Facebook and Twitter for incendiary comments and just a handful of television interviews. Donald Trump made it clear he intends to remain a political force by declaring, "I stand before you today to declare that the incredible journey we began together 4 years ago is far from over. We all knew that the Biden administration was going to be bad, but none of us imagined just how bad they would be and how far left they would go. Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month of any president in modern history." Donald Trump added, "Biden's radical immigration policies aren't just illegal, they're immoral. They're heartless, and they are a betrayal of our nation's core values." Donald Trump also called on Joe Biden to reopen schools despite ongoing safety fears due to the coronavirus pandemic. The former president also invoked his America First nationalist agenda by insisting, "We believe in standing up to China, shutting down outsourcing, bringing back our factories and supply chains, and ensuring that America, not China, dominates the future." In a speech that lasted about 90 minutes, Donald Trump fell back on his reliable right-wing themes against immigration, especially dealing harshly with migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, and talking up his barrier strengthening there. He also took off on a transphobic rant, claiming that transgender athletes were ruining women's sports. And Donald Trump positioned himself at the presumed heart of the Republican Party, saying any idea that he was going to lead a breakaway political party was fake news. Despite the recent bipartisan vote at his impeachment trial, where he escaped conviction, Trump claims the Republican Party is united. "The only division is between a handful of Washington, D.C. establishment political hacks and everybody else all over the country." Most commentators expect Donald Trump, age 74, to leave open the possibility that he will run for re-election in 2024 without making a definitive commitment. He has remained a looming presence at CPAC, with speaker after speaker pledging fealty to him and his Make America Great Again agenda, while a golden calf-style idol in his image was even paraded around the convention halls. Numerous speakers and panels have also indulged and prompted Donald Trump's brazen lie that the election was stolen from him. Matt Schlapp, chair of the American Conservative Union, which runs the conference, claimed, "CPAC is your first opportunity to see what actually happened on Election Day, and there was widespread voter fraud in way too many states, most especially in big cities run by the Democratic machine. That is fact, and we gave you evidence to underscore that fact." Tom Fitton, president of the right-wing group Judicial Watch, told attendees, "On Election Day, President Trump had the votes to win the presidency. These vote totals were changed because of unprecedented and extraordinary counting after Election Day. Judicial Watch has long warned of the chaos and increased risk of fraud from recklessly mailing 100 million ballots and ballot applications. Such claims have repeatedly been proved false. Mail-in voting surged because of the coronavirus pandemic, but state officials, including Republicans, reported no significant irregularities in the vote." The former president and his allies lost more than 60 legal challenges, including those weighed by Trump-appointed judges. Donald Trump's own Attorney General William Barr dismissed the fraud allegations. The former president rounded off his speech with another tease about his future ambitions, telling the crowd, "With your help, we will take back the White House. We will win the Senate, and then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House. And I wonder who that will be. I wonder who that will be. Who will that be? I wonder." Earlier on Sunday, 28th of February, the Republican Congressman Jim Jordan said of Trump, "The leader of the conservative movement, the leader of the America First movement, the leader of the Republican Party, and I hope on 20th of January 2025, he will be once again the leader of our great country." But the annual CPAC straw poll found that only 55% of attendees actually want Donald Trump to be the Republican presidential nominee in 2024, ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at 21%. The conference, the CPAC conference, of course, was held in Florida. South Dakota Governor Chrissy Noem at 4%, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley at 3%. Evan McMullen, executive director of Stand Up Republic and a former presidential candidate, tweeted in response, "It's still Donald Trump's party, but there's a growing number ready for something new." Meanwhile, for all the talk of party unity, CPAC was notable for the absence of former Vice President Mike Pence and absence of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a number of other leading Republicans. Bill Cassidy, a Republican senator from Louisiana, insisted that CPAC does not represent the entire Republican Party. Bill Cassidy said, "Now, if we plan to win in midterm elections in 2022, and a presidential election in 2024, we have to listen to the voters, not just those who really like President Trump, but also those who perhaps are less sure," he told CNN's State of the Union program. Cassidy added, "If we idolize one person, we will lose. And that's kind of clear from the last election."